With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Four major wildfires are raging across Los Angeles County. At least 11 people have died, with officials warning the true toll won't be clear until it's safe for investigators to go into neighborhoods. More than 100,000 people are under evacuation orders, with tens of thousands more under warnings. Some California wildfire victims have started damage assessments.
Bridget Berg and her family in Altadena left their house to get dinner. As soon as they turned the corner, they saw the mountain nearby was on fire. They evacuated.
I watched this house burn down live on the news while I was at work.
She walked through what was once her kitchen.
We just purchased the replacement refrigerator.
Berg didn't expect to find much.
We just lost our house. Everybody lost their house. My daughter has at least five friends lost their house.
Berg says it will be a long recovery process. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, wintry weather hits the Deep South.
Another blast of winter storms is closing schools, canceling flights, and putting millions of residents on alert across parts of the Deep South in South Central United States. The storm started dumping a mix of sleet and heavy snow in North Texas and Oklahoma, where schools canceled classes for more than a million students. Closures also kept students home in Kansas City and Arkansas. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President-elect Donald Trump has been sentenced to no punishment in his historic hush money case, a judgment that lets him return to the White House unencumbered by the threat of a jail term or fine. Appearing by video from his Florida estate, a calm but insistent Trump called the case, quote, a weaponization of government and an embarrassment to New York. The president-elect maintained that he did not commit any crime. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Barely half the U.S. adult population is married. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The latest numbers from the Pew Research Center reveal that just 51% of Americans are married. And if you think everybody else is cohabitating, you would be wrong. Just 7% of adults are doing that, which means that 42% of the grown-up population is single, a percentage unmatched in all of U.S. history. Women are actually more likely than men to be unpartnered, as Pew puts it, 44% versus 40%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Facebook is making some changes. It's scrapping its fact-checking department and relaxing its draconian rules around hate speech and abuse, rules that targeted Christians, conservatives, pro-lifers, and anyone who opposed the LGBT agenda. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg says the social media giant will remove restrictions on topics like gender and immigration that are out of touch with mainstream discourse, citing the 2024 elections as a catalyst. This is SRN News. Thousands of Texans are abandoning the state's suicide hotline mid-call every month. John Scott has more.
The call centers are struggling under a $7 million funding deficit and a growing suicide rate. The state's 988 hotline had the nation's fifth highest rate of abandoned calls in August, the latest data available. That comes amid a multi-multi-million-dollar funding deficit that could worsen as federal dollars expire this year. The tightened resources are occurring as the suicide rate in Texas jumped 37% from 2000 to 2022. John Scott reporting.
U.S. hiring picked up unexpectedly in December as employers added 256,000 jobs, another sign of the economy's resilience in the face of high interest rates. The Labor Department reported yesterday that job growth was up last month from 212,000 in November. The unemployment rate dropped 4.1% from 4.2% in November. This is SRN News.